the first thing I wanted to say was, we're looking at, we don't have the total yet, but we're looking at what I think might be the best pledge drive the church has ever had. So I want to thank everyone who's given. And I asked the fourth grade class to help out with a final reflection on our theme this year about seventh generations and the idea that the gift must move. So 2 weeks ago, I came to their class, and we talked a little bit about Steve's sermon originally on the idea of the gift must move and Native American tradition of gift giving. And they all came up with a gift that they get from the church and a gift that they give to the church. And so I thought we could go down and start with the gift that we get, all right?
The music. A smile from Steve and Coffee Hour. Good friends. Happy thoughts. Music from the organ. Having fun with friends.
And then we'll do the gifts that they give.
My presence at church. Singing in the treble choir. Laughs. Kindness. Friendships. And being part of the group.
So, and I'd like to end with the poem that we use at the beginning of the Seventh Generation Dinners. It's for the Earth Watchers by Gary Lawless. The gifts the island gives, the moon swimming across the harbor, the moon rising above the fog, flowers along the trail, the sweet gift of birdsong, you can't wait for the island to come to you. The gifts are given without warning. You must be there, watching, listening, and the gift must move like water. You must pass it on in whatever way you fashion.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you for the presentation.